Part 8. Back to Portland Place. The next day, all of London talked about the shares of the California gold mine. I stayed in my hotel and said to everyone who came to me, "Yes, I know Mr. Hastings. He's a very honest man, and I know the gold mine, because I lived in the California gold country. It is a mine of great value." People were now interested in buying the shares. I spent every evening with Portia at the American ambassador's house. I didn't tell her about the shares and the mine. It was a surprise. We talked about our love and our future together. Finally, the end of the month arrived. Lots of rich Londoners bought the shares of the mine. I had $1 million of my own in the London and County Bank, and Lloyd did too. It was time to meet with the two old gentlemen. I dressed in my best clothes, and I went to get Portia. Before going to Portland Place, Portia and I talked about the job and the salary. "Portia, you are so beautiful. When the two gentlemen meet you, they'll give me any job and any salary I ask for."
"Henry, please remember that if we ask for too much, we will get nothing. Then what will happen to us?"
"Don't be afraid, Portia." When we arrived, the same servant opened the door. There were the two old gentlemen having tea. They were surprised to see Portia. I introduced her to them. Then I said, "Gentlemen, I am ready to report to you."
"We are pleased to hear this," said one gentleman. "Now we can decide the bet that my brother Abel and I made. If you won for me, you can have any job in my power. Do you have the £1 million note?"
"Here it is, sir," and I gave it to him.
"I won!"
he shouted.
"Now what do you say, Abel?"
"I say he survived, and I lost £20,000. I can't believe it."
"I have more to tell you," I said. "But it's a long story. I'll tell you another time. For now, look at this."
"What? A certificate of deposit for £200,000? Is it yours?"
"It's mine. I earned it by using the banknote you lent me for a month."
"This is astonishing. I can't believe it."
Portia looked at me with surprise and said,
"Henry, is that really your money? You didn't tell me the truth."
"No, I didn't, but I know you'll forgive me."
"Don't be so sure. You told me a lie, Henry."
"Dearest Portia, it was only for fun. Come, let's go now."
"But wait, wait,"
my gentleman said.
"I want to give you the job and the salary you choose."
"Thank you. Thank you with all my heart. But I don't want the job."
"Henry, you didn't thank the good gentleman in the right way. Can I do it for you?"
Portia said. "Of course you can, my dear." Portia walked to my gentleman, sat on his lap, and kissed him on the mouth. Then the two old gentlemen shouted and laughed. I was amazed. What was happening?
"Papa,"
said Portia,
"Henry doesn't want your job. I feel very hurt."
"Darling, is that your father?" I asked.
"Yes, he's my stepfather, a dear man. Now do you understand why I laughed when you told me your story?"
"My dearest sir," I said, "I want to take back what I said. There is a job that I want."
"Tell me."
"I want the job of son-in-law."
"Well, well, well. But you were never a son-in-law before. Do you know how to do this job?"
"Try me, please. Try me for 30 or 40 years, and if..."
All right. Take her."
Were Portia and I happy? There aren't enough words in the dictionary to describe our happiness. When the Londoners heard the whole story of my adventures with the banknote, they talked of nothing else. Portia's father took the banknote back to the Bank of England and cashed it. Then he gave us the cancelled banknote as a wedding present. We put it in a picture frame and hung it on the wall in our new home. And so, I always say, yes, it's a £1 million banknote, but it only bought one thing in its life, the most valuable thing in the world, Porsche.